the other one.
Welcome. Please. That's how Dave does it, right? Yeah. Welcome to Die Destruction Podcast.
Mugsy Man's going to open for us today.
We're playing classic.
No, we're not going to. I'm going to edit all this out. All
right.
No, no, you won't, Dave. Okay, this is the fun stuff.
French one.
Bienvenue à Destruction Podcast.
Podcast.
Je m'appelle David Hayes. Avec mon ami.
I don't want that.
I'm not talking like this.
Avec mon ami.
Oh. What?
Avec mon ami.
Mugsy Man.
Oh, Remy.
Hey,
Remy. What are you giving me a glass of?
Hey.
Okay, hey, we're not going to do
break
that.
It, Frenchie. Welcome to the Destruction Podcast.
Casting. We're casting the pod.
My name is David Hayes.
My name is Remy.
Mugsy Man here.
And Mugsy Man, clearing his throat and pouring whiskey. Today, we're going to fucking delve into some gloriousness. This is not a regular fucking game. Whiskey. Wait, what?
No, it's really not fair when we buy whiskey. Last time, fucking, he bought beers, I bought beers, you bought whiskey. We drank whiskey and beers. He didn't even have any whiskey.
Yeah, no. But he brought enough beer for himself. And he took beers home. Can I do the introduction to our podcast, you know, because I'm talking to people right now, and now you're interrupting me with bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
And I got to edit all this out so I don't look like an asshole.
Why would you look like an asshole?
Well, for yelling at you for talking. I'm trying to introduce the podcast.
That's not even yelling at
you. All right.
They can't see you anyways, Dave.
Anyhow, welcome to the Destruction Podcast. My name is David. Shut up. Welcome to the Destruction Podcast. My name is David Hayes. I'm here with
Rayman.
I'm here with
Rayman
and
Mugsy Man.
Coughing his fucking brains out. I got to edit more shit. All right.
Oh goodness, dude.
Today we are gonna play something completely different, as Monty Python would say. We got Ray's gigantic classic map out, and we're going to play with some sweet fucked up rules.
We got some cards.
We got a deck of cards. I don't think
I can go over them if you want.
We've never gone.
I'll let you do that as soon as I'm done. I'm just gonna tell everybody what it is, and then you're gonna tell them the rules because you know them. And as you're doing that, I'm gonna learn them because I don't know all of them. We got a stack of cards. Cards have bonuses on them, like you get. You buy the cards at what? When you
we're not buying. You get a free one. Everybody gets a free
you
one.
You have to take a card. There's many ways of doing it.
So
this round, we're gonna have to take one, and that's it.
We're
maximum
play that
minimum
that game all the time.
Maximum just hang minimum. On, just one person talking at a time.
Right.
How about if you describe the cards and the rules that we're gonna use to acquire the cards?
Okay, well, like Dave said, we're going back to the original 84 Classic. And for you old players, you probably remember that game. For you new people, well, you see it because it's still around. What we did is we took Classic and we bent our own rules because Larry Harris said we could. And we got a couple new things. We got these things called cards. Some friends of mine... Can I give him an example, Dave? Which means you have to shuffle them again?
Yeah, there's a lot of war.
Split it and just grab from the middle.
Just a couple of...
And just cut it.
All
right. I'll shuffle them again, don't worry.
All
right. A lot of these guys play a lot of war games with cards in them, and you're just going to describe what the cards are in this one.
What these cards are, it's kind of like a news flash or information that's received through intelligence or whatever you want to call it. So what you do is you basically draw a card. Every country
Careful.
Would draw one card, maximum, minimum, one card. We have played other ways by buying cards, 3 or 2 for 5. But we find that the best way is to just everybody take one card. For an example, I'll give you an example here. You get this card, you turn it over. This one says, you managed to salvage damaged armored tanks. Enough to place 2 in your command. Place these strategically. These will go anywhere where you own, anywhere that you own the original color or a country that you have occupied and taken over with your rondel on it, basically, guys. Another example is this one here. It says, Major General, your budgeting was well done this year. There is an extra $12 million placed in your service fund. Those are just two examples. There's something for everybody in here. It's a lot of fun. And we've played this game so many times that we thought we'd add a little bit of flavor to it, kind of. Sorry, Larry, I don't mean to take anything away, but Dave, if you want to shuffle those. So basically what we're doing is you take a card and it's a draw of a luck. You could get something for yourself. You could get something for somebody else. The luck of the draw. The other thing that we have modified a little bit is the submarine. This is a little confusing, but your submarine is always surfaced. It never dives unless it does a sneak attack. Now this sneak attack is a one-time shot. It comes in, you put the nose of your submarine up against the vessel that you want. Could be a cargo ship, could be an aircraft carrier. Put the nose, make it 90 degrees, you take one shot. If you hit it, anything that was hit cannot fire back. Anything that was not hit can fire back, including planes. And transport ships, of course, because they defend at one in this game. The sub, after that, if it survives, it has to retreat one adjacent zone.
Subs can also retreat at the end of any round.
Yeah, that's a rule book. That's a Larry rule for sure. Yeah, it is. It's in the book. I'll read it.
Okay.
If you want. The other thing we've done is a different way of making developments. Instead of buying the dice originally, you buy your dice, $5, you roll it, you need a 6. If you get it, you roll, and then you get 1 to 6 on the chart.
Not everybody can buy that, right? So like, yeah. Josh is not going to be buying $5 a die to chance getting something that's not even going to help them. Like,
good point.
So we've modified it a bit.
We modified it down to a little booklet that I got out of the military. It's probably even got a NATO stock number on it someplace. But these little booklets, they're little field booklets.
Stolen,
yeah.
From the Canadian government.
You never steal, people. It's called scrounge. Anyways, we have old developments, which is jets. Everybody should know what that is. Rockets, super subs, long-range aircraft. Industrial technology and heavy bombers is off the list because they're ridiculous. So back to these little, I call them science pads. There's also new development, which is airborne, long-range surface ships, top guns, heavy transport, expert ACAC, and super tanks. Because in this game, tanks are $5, attack at 3, defend at 2. So what you do is you look at the one you want. For instance, if you're United States, for you avid players, you know you don't want rockets. They're useless. So why would you develop rockets? You buy one dice, you pay $1. You need a 1. Beside the name of whatever you want to go for, in this case, maybe super subs, you make 1 tick. If you miss it, you make a tick. Next time, you pay $1. You need a 2 or less. Next time you pay another dollar, 3 or less, all the way up to 5. The last chance, you take $5, you roll it, or you take 1 dice, you pay $5. If you miss it and you get a 6, you go back to 0. It's a little interesting. It's kind of a little game inside of a game. Anyways, I think that covers everything, Dave. So basically, the subs, and we're not going to play with that aircraft carrier thing this time, are you?
Oh, yeah,
you
I don't. Do that?
Jesus.
We haven't played that. Even you and I don't play
no,
that.
No, we don't play it ever since.
You're giving a fighter a range of 6 on that. I don't know. I like that.
Exactly. The reason that is, what we're talking about, you guys, is an aircraft carrier with a fighter on it. If the aircraft carrier moves one zone, the fighter has not used a movement yet. We consider it only a movement to leave and to land. So therefore,
which does contradict, I think, some of the rules actually stated in the book, where it says
the rules
at the beginning of combat phase, your fighters are deemed in the air.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
That keeps them from being able to go.
But we used
Can
to
I
play that.
Lighter back somebody?
My dad and I used to play that, and it ruled. But
it was fun. But we've dropped that. The idea of that is the States or Japan can't hide anywhere in the Pacific. It closes the Pacific up a little bit. And you got to really look out because things will get you from everywhere. It's a little more dangerous, but we've dropped that over the years. So we're just playing with the subs, the scientists, and the cards. So hope you guys will enjoy it. Stick around, listen to some of the cards. Some of them are a lot of fun. And if you want to stick around long enough, we'll read them all to you.
Here.
In the meantime, let's roll some bones, people.
Yeah, I need my first card of Russian.
Game on.
Oh, you're all dead.
Russia needs its card.
Okay, are we doing 3 cards, or what are we doing?
We're doing 1 card.
One card.
That's it. You have to take it.
You can't buy any more. You can't
You can't buy it.
You can't.
But you can develop.
You can't say I don't want it.
Now here's I'm gonna tell you a little something else.
What are you talking about?
When you develop, see how many developments there are. There's tons, right?
Yeah.
You notice that heavy bombers and industrial technology is not on the list because everybody will go for that. So if you want it, you have to pay the $5 and get the six.
Yeah.
You can still go for it.
I'm not talking about developments. I'm talking about cards.
Oh, cards. One card per turn.
Per person.
Per country.
Free. Can't buy them.
Can't buy them.
Can't buy them. Okay, you can't do anything with them. You have to take one.
Bombers are not on the list.
How does the purchasing go for this?
Heavy bombers. Oh, a buck.
A buck?
Yeah.
What?
A buck each time. You pay a buck. Because by then, if you miss, you're buck looking for one. Buck looking for two. Buck looking for three. Buck looking for four.
Why aren't you buying one? You got a buck.
I am going to buy one.
And you can work on...
That's why I had to ask him.
You can work on...
During right now.
Right now, okay.
You can work on more than one project at once. So you can pay $5, but you have to...
Well, I'm obviously
be honest. It's on the honor system. I'm going to say super subs for Japan, okay?
I'm going to say...
I'm going to go for that.
Well, why wouldn't you just...
miss it, don't fuck it up.
Why wouldn't you just say it out loud? There's no need for honesty. Just say it out loud.
Oh, I don't want you knowing what I'm working on.
Why? What's the difference? It's like when you hide your purchases.
Because it's
everybody knows what Rush is going for. Because you can tell there's a worn out hole in the page. If
it's
you
all super
people.
Tanks.
It's just super tanks. You always want the super tanks. You want a $5 for
it's
three.
It's just
and
an
three.
Element of surprise, Dave.
Okay.
It's just an element of surprise. All right. But I mean, if you say, fuck, I need this one,
but
and you roll it, you're
be
not,
honest.
Well, I didn't really go for that one this time.
I missed.
I went for
so
a
then,
one.
Right.
When you so miss, you got to be kind of honest with
you.
Yourself.
X out your first try.
Okay, so every time you miss, you put an X beside the
when you get it, you put a check, you know you got it, okay. Put your thing up.
Okay. I'll wait till UK's turn to look.
Can I have my card, please?
And you know what, you guys? I think we should draw cards first because it says free development's in order. You don't have to do
it. All right. Well, give me my card.
Here we
put
go.
A free development in order, you have to roll for it.
Yeah, but you won't go for that, right? Like, if you get it.
So, how would you get bombers? Heavy bombers?
You have to go the original way. For industrial technology. And... We don't even have that list up there. Oh, it's over here. See, I got it in yellow. We should have put it under there, Dave.
You're right.
I got them in yellow. They have to go the old-fashioned way, because everybody will develop that.
Right. So
you pay six.
The
you
old
pay
fashioned,
$5.
You pay $5. Now
and
I roll
as many dice as you want.
I pay $15.
Okay.
I roll the dice.
Yeah.
I get a six.
Yep.
Now what do I do? I have to roll a 5 or a 6?
That's right.
What if I roll a 1? Then I get jet power?
Then you get jet power.
And even though I might be going for
it. You got it already.
Oh, okay.
That's automatic.
Can we do heavy bombers have 2 dice instead
of
3? Sure. All right.
Or 3 dice, pick the highest dice.
2 dice, man.
Well, that's 12
2
bucks.
Dice.
That's 12 bucks. Does Russia want 12 bucks?
They'd rather... You have to buy heavy bombers. You can't develop them.
No, I know.
If you roll 2 sixes...
Okay, 3 dice.
You can fucking bomb the shit out of me all you want, okay?
Yeah, because you got horses. You got shoes.
Okay, I'm done
Cheers.
My moves and I'm ready to go.
What was your card? Keeper?
Keeper.
Cheers.
Kind of a useless keeper.
Cheers, for sure.
Good luck. Here's to us kicking your ass.
5 ones and a 3. It's Manchuria.
And here's to me getting all the good cards. I want the $12 million.
That's what I wanted.
I haven't even got my magazine full yet. What the hell am I doing, people?
I don't know.
What have I got? 3 and 1?
Hey. Yeah.
Where's my plane?
Okay.
He's there.
Yeah, that's him.
Hits will go there.
It's going the
classic.
Compass.
It's
going
on the compass. Oh. This is a must. You got about... How many did you get?
I only got one. You know what I'm going to share you with? What'd you bring in? Four infantry.
I got a leaner here.
3 infantry.
I got a leaner.
Well, reroll.
I got 11 out there.
Nice.
And a 3.
You miss it?
No. Oh.
No.
I got them just for whatever, but I'm...
It's not...
I needed to hit that time.
You could probably bought it.
I quit smoking 2 months ago, people, and I bought a cigar.
Go. I missed it.
And I'm not really enjoying it.
Really? No, that's unfortunate.
That's good. No, that's very, very good.
Yeah, it smells delicious for you. So
maybe I should have you guys smoke it, and then I can smell it.
All right, I'm still going like crazy. Sense. 2-1. Yeah.
Get a 3. Put it on a nail. Whack. Did you get me?
Speaking of which, are those candles still going?
Two time. That one's not good. I don't see them. I don't even know where they are.
Beside the light over there.
Yeah, well, no. You got two of you, dog. Did you get both of me?
Yeah, no. I missed you.
No way.
Yeah, I did.
Got a fighter left on your tank into Manchuria?
We both miss.
I already won
Russian
once.
Tank on okay. Job. Fighter.
Oh my god.
Manchuria!
I deserve to die.
Right here. We'll take Manchuria.
And East Europe.
Terrible run.
The bloodline. I got 3-1s, 2-3s. 3-1s. I already wasted. And 3-3, sorry. To you.
Orphan. Owens Tunst.
Rolling about the same.
Yeah, that's a good idea. One at each corner, I'm sure.
4.
Yeah, I know. I'm just. Pretty.
I hate it when you pick on this spot.
3-3s. Need to pick.
Yeah, I know.
Got 2 of you. Oh no, don't hit me again. I'll be pissed.
I have to with my fighter.
Oh,
nice.
Lucky.
We need to develop rockets so we can use this fucking piece.
Yes, that's the nighttime raid.
3-3s.
And I bought these.
How many did you get of me, Muggs?
2.
Did you really?
I got your fighter too. He's dead.
Where are they?
Yeah, but this round, this right? One. Hit.
My rocket. I need to take it.
Oh, I love yours. Yours are the best, man. I would like to paint one of yours.
Oh, I got a 2 against your sub in a transport.
Those are sweet pieces. I don't know where you got that. That's not game.
No, I got them from HPG, but I don't think they made them. I think they're from a different game.
From a Risk or something.
Now, that's what it should be used for rockets.
Actually, no, I've seen those on HPG. Yeah,
they're on HPG, but they're from Table Tactics.
HPG is
Table Tactics. Historicalboardgaming.com. Where you can get massively wicked, sweet fucking pieces.
You get pieces.
They're awesome.
What? You get miniatures and stuff too from there, right?
My plane's got...
you can.
They don't have miniatures.
My plane is gone. Oh, yeah, they got miniatures. They got some really nice stuff in there. I don't know, but if it's HMG, though.
HBG.
Or HBG. Oh, yeah, HBG.
What did you do? Did you miss?
I hit with the fighter.
Oh, we're talking right here.
Oh, God. What'd you do?
I hit.
I got a 1 and a 2. Oh, sweet.
Motherfuck.
Hopefully he takes the fucking...
I don't have to fire again. Are you coming? No, yeah.
You
did
hit him?
I hit him.
And the subs do not get...
You know what? I haven't had this decision to make in a long time. This is a tough one because I could use the sub in the fight, but I could use the guys to go up. Fucking hate that. Why didn't you just kill me both so I didn't have this decision? Oh, what's the odds of me getting a sub for free?
The question.
Well, I can't flow through, so I'm not going to hit. So this is actually only good for Finland, Norway. That's the transport in the Baltic.
You know that sub's not going to be alive. You know whatever you take is going to be dead the next.
I can use
that. Dead the next round.
I can take. I can
you can use that with this. Yeah, for to make it easier on right, this and that. Yeah. We're talking about the sub. Leaving the sub in Baltic. He's got 2 vessels there, a transport and a sub, and I hit him once. He hit me. So he's got to decide between a sub and his transport.
That's what I'm going to go
from
with.
The Baltic Sea can help with his sub.
Yeah, there's so many combinations there.
Hit United Kingdom water. Which is all one season.
Hmm?
I would have left the transport, too.
I would have left the transport. Then you can probably take Corellia this round.
Yep, but he did not.
He did not.
Plus, I'm going to have a lot of guys.
I can't get Corellia
when
this is cut off.
You would
I can take it, but I lose it.
You would have 7 infantry going in. Eight infantry. Or 6 infantry and an extra tank, because you can only carry a tank.
Yeah, it's 2 infantry
so
or
have,
1 tank.
You'd have, let's
you'd bring
say,
your 3, you wouldn't bring 2 infantry.
I would take stuff to bring the hits.
I would take the infantry, because
infantry.
You can get
all your fighters.
3
right?
tanks, all the fighters in
yeah,
that
but then
plane.
You're looking at Akax. And you're looking at UK fucking, possibly even just coming to take Corellia back for fucking Russia if he does come, because
okay,
he just fucking sweep up here, he won't take it.
Go ahead, guys.
That's what I would do.
For such a simple game, it's very controversial.
Opening moves, controversial.
But Dave, you're right. I kind of wish there was a line right from here to here, just so that's 4. That would
You'd have to number it differently.
Or territories? You mean like in the further games?
Yeah.
Like it is?
Yeah, because we've talked about that all the time.
That's why they did it, because it's too easy to get right from Germany to Karelia.
Well, it would still be the same amount of space.
Yeah, but you can do it in second edition because you go to Baltic states to Karelia. But Karelia in all the other games, Karelia is not as important as it is in this one. Because in this one, you can place unlimited in any original factory. Whereas in every other game, it's either worth the territory's value, which is nothing. They make Karelia worth nothing.
Two.
You can put two units down in that factory. It's bullshit.
And you can't even upgrade the factory.
Right. Now, in Global, you can put three.
And you can upgrade.
Because, no, you cannot. The only factory in Russia that can be a major is the one at home.
Yeah, because the land territory
nothing is worth three.
It's bullshit.
Everything else is. Yeah,
keep your eyes out for those.
I hate these little factories.
You don't like that little factory?
I like them. They're different, but I fucking
Isaac
spent
said he doesn't
a lot
like
of fucking time making my minor factories.
Yeah, but I like those too.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. The one that you've got here,
it just came with pieces that I found.
Anyway, you're done.
I'm done.
Are you done?
Yeah, I gotta collect. I forgot to run down.
Russia's done. Mark Germany.
We're not even have anything here. Oh, I'll give you a guy. Give me that back.
Oh, scoreboard. Yeah.
Scoreboard.
I guess I gotta be the scorelord.
Well, I can.
24. You so can you want a three?
It?
Did you win in the Manchuria? You suck.
I know.
Oh my god. You're 27.
Yeah.
Germany's down to 29. America's at 36.
Appreciate
Explain to me how you don't suck, and then I won't say that you suck. Who loses Manchuria? At least you hauled back two infantry, or did you not? Good. They all died. That's awesome. You're the best, Muggsy.
I was going for it. Don't worry about it. There's two tanks over there.
Oh, I'm not worried about it.
While you're talking.
I'm extremely...
Listen, people.
You chose to.
Two nations divided amongst themselves.
Worry about UK.
It's usually you taking it from me. Why am I not picking on him?
And why do I have so much money?
I'm too mean to him and I'm too nice to you.
You picking on me?
Why do I have all this
care? Maybe we should bring Dan back. Then we got one guy to be mean to.
We all just bring him back for an episode.
Come on back, Dan. Promise I won't put a fucking bullet in your head.
Yeah, right.
I don't have a gun. Germany's turn. Go.
Let's go.
I like this commercial. It's funny.
Hey, this guy has to come in here with this.
Me, I'm just moving my truck around.
My truck's too small. I'll just stretch it.
Sure, like when he does the brakes. Fucking too much. Looks so cool. You can't do that. No. Bombers can't reach transports over there.
Oh, yeah.
Eastern Canada. You're hot. Two hit battleships, by the way.
Oh, wait a minute. I haven't even done all the good stuff. People, we're jumping the gun here.
Too late, man. You miss your card. You miss everything. If it comes in effect, it doesn't come now.
Sir.
It's going to be later.
To keep her. Well, I guess you got to...
Oh, the fucking listeners are loving this. Oh, two cards have been drawn. They're both keepers. I don't get to find out what either of them are.
Stay tuned.
We could plug our ears, and you could tell the listeners what you got.
No, fuck that.
They have to be up in an area where you'll know that I have them, I guess, kind of. If you get a card saying you can look at one of mine.
Bonus cards? Is that what you'd call these? You're getting bonuses off of them, right? Bonus cards.
Sure.
This guy will go boom, boom, and these guys will go boom.
What was the sub rule again? What are the different rules?
Okay, the sub... is always surfaced.
Okay.
Always. Planes fire at it.
Can't
it fires at planes.
Oh, okay.
However, it has a sneak attack, a one-shot sneak attack. Take the nose of the sub, put it 90 degrees to the vessel that you want. You're hitting just that vessel.
Yeah.
If it's an aircraft carrier, if it's a battleship and it gets hit, the battleship does not get to fire back, but everything else fires back. One round, and then the sub has to retreat one adjacent zone.
But the battleship's two hit. It would still be alive.
But every ship can fire back that's not hit.
That's not hit, okay. Because that's all, oh my god, what the fuck just happened?
It's fucking shaking for a little
else is,
while.
Yeah, everybody else is, hey, we saw what happened, we're going to kill you.
That's right.
And they're like,
Yeah, it's like fucking plug.
Everybody else is like, yeah, we got it, settle down. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's dumb, but I understand.
No.
No, it's fun. It's fun once you get your subs going. Like over here, you're going to like that shit.
Yeah, I've never...
When you see an aircraft carrier out here and you take a shot and the carrier's gone...
Yeah, the planes can't land.
Oh, yeah, you're fucked. That's it. There's no retreating, no taking a hit.
So you got to be wary as America about leaving an aircraft carrier somewhere where the planes can't land if a sneak attack sub is within range.
And vice versa for Japan, too. I got to make sure I can't be poking my nose.
If the moon is full on a Tuesday, then you're really screwed.
Oh, fuck. It drives
sand. It's not going to happen, dude.
Germany went up, too.
Fucking Indianapolis.
I never did any developments at all this round. I couldn't even afford a buck.
Look at this guy. No planes purchased. That's a good thing, I guess.
No, they'll come later.
No, they won't. They'll be dead.
So is anybody else going to have a score in this game? Or is it just America?
Oh, I've been up here.
Oh, yeah. Fucking.
Goddamn. We just got that there for the old original development.
Yeah, so we got to move.
You're
this
being an ass.
Did you move up one for something? Okay, well, we got to move you down three for Eastern. Okay.
Yeah, Germany should be 34, and Brit should be 28.
Too many tanks. You can't bring them all there. There's a rule. New rule.
Roll a miss. Yeah, he's all upset about missing the ones.
I know.
He's got one guy to kill.
Then I roll.
Oh, I think you hit him.
I missed.
Did you miss him at all with that? No. Every one of those dice hit.
Every one.
Three. All of his tanks, and he was pissed off about his six ones missing the one guy they had to kill when he had six tanks coming in behind.
Okay, I got a sub up there in the three fighters in the United Kingdom water. Sub is just in for a full battle.
This is time to...
Not good. You can eliminate...
Hoser, you attacking me?
Yeah.
Hoser.
I'm totally not paying attention. Okay.
That's because she's blonde and in incredible shape.
What do you got? I'm going to scramble my fighters.
You wish.
Okay, I guess not.
You got a one and a four.
Oh, I got a one for the transport. Awesome.
Oh, it almost rolled.
You see that one flashing at us? It bounced up in the air, looked at all of us, came down again, bounced again, looked at us again, and then landed on three. And I missed with my battleship, too.
Ouch.
Holy.
Fucking dice.
Wow.
Tip the battle, Hooge.
Tip the battle, Hooge, or
Jesus,
lose.
You only hit me once?
Yeah. I'm saying you should capitalize.
Yeah, baby.
Fuck, if I hit, that would have been monstrous.
Come on, finish this up. Yes.
Okay. Hit him this time a couple times.
Yeah, look at me again.
What the fuck?
Oh,
man, you hit him once.
Battleship missed twice. The fucking transport missed twice. Now you got me several.
You better
points.
Hope you get fucking. You know,
I'm out of bullets. I gotta load my magazine.
I like when I roll shit at the beginning of the game. It always comes around.
That's true. If there's one place you gotta hit this cock.
Oh, this cock's gonna die.
Remember that, Dave. After any round, a sub can...
Even if the battle's over?
Yes, even if the battle's over. That's bullshit.
This one always hits. Yeah!
It always hits!
Fuck that bomber.
All right. Transport kills the bomber.
That one,
you know why it's dead? Because you didn't bring out the sweet Heinkel 111.
Yeah.
You brought in the old JU-88.
Reroll it.
Reroll it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to send that bomber out. Let me hit you again.
You can take it off the board anytime, little bitch.
I'll give you time to repair your damage. Alright, well, it's out of there.
Right.
Sub. I hit. Oh, yeah.
What are you fighting? Why are you doing it?
America.
That's you on that side.
Shoot him down like the little bitch that he is.
That's you on that side. Go ahead.
Yep, you got a one on me.
Oh, I'm rolling on this side.
We'll split it.
No. Alright, we won't split it. I roll.
Six.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, I forgot we're splitting in America. Listeners,
that's it.
I took a lot of shit about this before on the forums at ANA.org. When we play as the Allies, we got two guys going, and rather than reach across each other and, you know, fondle each other's junk in the process, we have one guy playing Atlantic America and one guy playing Pacific America, and that's the way it is. And we do the same thing with Global, and if you don't like it, you can suck Muggsy's dick.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Because that's how it is.
We do play that way.
It's just easier because we're all fucking lazy.
But they are right.
I mean, we're all buddies. We play all the time. But right. if you're playing like
you're playing with a guy you don't know,
convention or right. whatever, you're well, not gonna be like,
"Oh, hey, man, yeah, you know, what do you want to do
yeah.
down there?"
Yeah, because they like, said,
"What the fuck's wrong with you?"
They said to me or Dave, one of us. Yeah. They said, "What are you buying?" Well, we got it down under here. Well, let me see what you're buying. I would never ever think Dave would try to squeeze in an infantry.
Yeah, no.
Because if he ever got caught, he'd be shamed to death. What the fuck, well, you know?
He's fucking.
Oh, it's a mistake. Well, five infantry, Dave? I think that's a little much.
Well, you know what? I think we squeeze out more than we squeeze in, because I often find shit on the floor that was probably a purchase on our fucking ledge here that got knocked off.
Yeah.
I found a fucking battleship on the floor yesterday.
Did you step on?
No. I found it on the floor, and I thought, I really hope I didn't buy that and not place it on the fucking board.
Yeah, but you know what else probably happens is we get all drunk and fucking knock it over and then just not look for it.
One of the planes was in this battle.
And it was sitting there. But we knock shit off and we find stuff under the table all the time.
Oh, we didn't do this. We didn't even do this.
Oh, battleship on battleship action.
I had a plane in on there.
Oh, really?
Actually, it was this one here that landed there.
He did have a plane in
there. I did have a plane on there because I pulled the sub up. Okay.
I seen him.
Right now the plane is actually
injured. Aye, 3-4. 3-4.
Come on.
Ooh, yes. Oh, I got 4.
Oh, yeah.
Also 5.
You haven't hit a fucking battleship with a battleship yet?
Miss.
One hit.
I got a hit.
Yeah, you're going to kill something this time.
If I hit.
Oh, yeah, that part.
We're not playing Summerall.
Don't forget, I still got to roll.
We never did state Summerall. We're not playing
Summerall. You can't retreat Summerall. You can't retreat everybody.
Summerall.
Well, we never really discuss. We have to start a round if we're going to change rules halfway through the game.
Change
rules. I'm sticking it.
We can totally start over.
Hit.
Yeah.
Hit.
Nice.
Nice and Z.
He left Anglo Egypt around. That's alone. That fucking sub comes up.
These are 24 bucks, eh?
I know, $24 battleships.
And at one time there was only one hit. You never bought battleships, man. You bought
we
three
used
subs.
To play that way.
Three subs.
Now.
Is Germany done?
I do it, man.
Britain's turn.
Except Paul. Just be like,
roll the tanks.
Look at this. Cards. Take
look
a card.
This, look at this cock with his fucking tanks.
Yeah, but look at this tanks. With nothing to bother me for a round. But you never know.
I should read it out for the listeners. Okay, my card is.
First card we can read.
We read it when you get it if it's
a Command Headquarters. We have managed to rescue one badly damaged submarine.
Nice.
We can restore it for battle.
Nice.
Sweet. You get to use it right
I can
away.
Place that anywhere on the board.
No. If it says play strategically, then you can place it anywhere.
Otherwise it goes out of factory.
Anywhere that's yours.
Okay, so it's got to go at home.
Other than that, it's a factory.
All right.
Or adjacent.
Burned cards go here. Mm-hmm. With the money. All right, so...
That's
I gotta place it now,
place
right?
it now, yeah.
I've only got one factory. It's gotta go in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good, though. Because you can take your planes and your subs now and pick up some
Insta
shit.
Navy now, right?
That's right, yeah.
And I'll buy my regular, normal first purchase aircraft carrier.
What am I at, 31?
And I got a little something else that can take a hit on the way.
These are 18 bucks, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
If anybody just joined us...
There's me 12.
They
wouldn't have joined us halfway through the episode.
Yeah, they might have found us. Some people are looking for us right now,
well,
and they don't even know
it. And then you fucking
yeah, they would start listening from the beginning of this episode, though, is what I'm saying. They would have found us halfway through the episode. We're not on the radio.
Oh, you have to click the episode to run on that little dotted
right.
line. That's right. Okay, so disregard that, people.
If this was the second round, and it'd be a separate episode, then yes, you might have been
okay,
correct.
I
you might
gotcha.
Not have heard the first episode.
I'm thinking
episode.
Almost live again here.
We're not live. We're not live, Ray.
Coming to you from Dave's garage.
You're not going to let me fly my planes out in non-combat to land on my new aircraft carrier, are you?
No. Can't do that in this
can't
one.
Do
I
that
know.
In this one.
That's
okay.
tough.
So take the American one.
You need to
put at least one American
on
one.
Yeah.
And it's not just you.
And the nice thing is this thing's out of reach. So
this thing?
Only
what thing?
Wow, the one fighter that's down in Labia.
Oh, yeah, you can't get me.
Yeah, he's got only a fighter in Western and Finland.
Yeah, it's okay. By then, America will have planes on
nothing
deck.
Nothing in this blow-up boxer, you know.
Lost right. the bomber. And even in the game, when you play a AAA... It
happens a lot.
Your fucking bomber's gone, man.
That's what you get for being a dick.
That's what it is. It doesn't matter what side you're on, too.
Agreed, don't be a dick.
Because if I'm UK and Russia does or Germany that does that,
but those also transport, which is good, and they defend. Can defend. Take
4 bucks left. Buy a camp in Britain, save a buck, and I'll throw that at development. I forgot about development.
Yeah, do a development.
Good, that's perfect.
That Dave go for is the. That's the look, HMCS sponge. It's the sponge. It's the HMCS.
Rockets are good because you can hit them every round. Why the HMCS?
What is Airborne doing this game?
Her Majesty's all commission ship. All bombers
can carry 2 infantry. I don't want that.
The HMCS sponge. Dave hates that. I don't know if he hates it or just loves it dearly.
Fuck the Navy. You're a sponge.
Hey, once you take to the skies, you don't really need anybody else.
I don't need long range. I need
you can drop people. You can bomb people. You can shoot
rockets.
Shit.
Yeah, rockets are good.
Okay, so
once the Air Force,
how do I indicate a willing for rockets?
You roll your one. You go. You roll
first. That's where Larry Harris's game is going to be interesting.
If you miss, you exit. Pay a buck. You're looking for a one.
Pay a buck. I'm looking for a one.
Good luck.
Got a 3. So now I put an X.
Yeah, put an X. Say that
just lightly because you're going to have to rub it out. And if you're going, what are you doing for tanks over there? Did you fill it in? Are you on sheet 2?
I go on the top.
Are you on sheet 2?
I mark it on the top.
Just above it. Yeah, it's been written and erased so many times. There's a hole beside fucking heavy tanks, super tanks for Russia. Should have put heavy tanks.
Yeah, heavy problem.
I could be a more. Big Amor.
Amor. I played that game the other day. I'm like, this fucking idiot doesn't know how to read.
No, it's armor.
It is armor, but you were calling him Amor.
No, that's French.
You were calling him Big Amor.
Right, the Big Armor. The Big Armor.
No, you weren't saying it like that, though. You were saying that it's they were called Big Amors.
The Big Amor.
I'm like, no, they're armor. What the hell are you talking
about? Well, I know. I dropped the R.
Yeah. Drop the ah like he was in Boston.
Yeah. The problem with PFO's that don't fit the word.
Yeah. All right.
It's true.
And with you, so you should take those guys off the board. Those KV ones that you got.
Hey, what
then
are you
when
doing?
You
hey.
Develop the super tanks, then you put the KV ones down.
Hey. You're doing the thing again. I hate it when he does the thing.
Oh, yes, he's non-commed 2 tanks from Russia into Xinjiang.
And that can reach Manchuria, too.
Can.
So important.
Unless Japan takes it.
That's why this must go down immediately.
Yeah, but then it's like
and it takes
Indochina.
Pressure off of this.
Indochina and everything. Yeah, exactly. That's why.
It's Britain's turn,
run
actually.
Away.
So I think I might actually
run
go.
Run away.
To where?
Anywhere. Go to the compass. I don't care.
Go to it.
Go to the compass. Now, go to it. This is where you do have the choice to take one shot, and I cannot fire back, but it's only
right,
one.
But then I'd have to
only
fuck off.
Yeah, you'd have to screw off. That's why it's good to fight with 2 subs. One does the sneak attack, takes off, the other one stays in for full battle. Yeah, I'm glad you agreed to try this, because you might find this
also,
fun.
Also, if you win and then he doesn't kill you,
you can still pull back
anytime.
Oh, I love rolling my elbow on the edge.
This is a 2 on a 2. I don't know if that's a good idea or not.
It's a 2 on a 2.
Maybe I should bring one of these fighters to this.
Soft.
Bring this fighter to here. And this, yeah, that's better.
Yeah?
This is a 4 on a 4. I'll probably lose my bomber.
Yeah.
But the battleship will be gone. The Navy will be all gone.
And Germany's Navy will be gone. Now I'm throwing a fighter on a sub off Gibraltar and NA5.
Remember, you get one shot at me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Think about that.
You can't fuck off.
Why not? You can retreat after any round.
I thought it was only on the attack.
I'm going to get the fucker.
All right, any sub.
Any sub at any time can retreat.
Now, here's a question. In this game, can I place in a hostile C zone?
No. No, you cannot.
We never did that. They said it was locked up. But if you want
to
call...
So if you retreated to the England C zone,
that's
I could not place my units.
That's right. You're screwed.
I better switch it back around then.
So there's lots to think about. But we never declared that. But that's a way.
No, but that's a rule. That's a classic rule.
That is a classic rule.
That is a classic rule. Is you cannot place in a hostile C zone. So if you retreated, if you retreated that sub to the England C zone, I've got an aircraft carrier and a transport I cannot place.
That's right. Well, I could retreat that sub. It wouldn't matter.
You can do
either one. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm set up like horses right now. I'm the horse. The subs are my horses on the.
I'm going to have to leave the
one
in Hudson Bay alone.
Yeah, leave it alone.
I can't retreat into a hostile area.
Now he can't retreat into a hostile area at all.
Can do this.
Yeah. Oh. Make sure that
that's right, because if you don't fight me, I can't move.
Right.
But I don't want to leave two subs on a fucking board is a problem.
Well, you're not going to leave two subs. What's the odds?
You want to make sure you hit them, right? So, yeah, if you're going to do one...
I haven't hit with a four yet.
Exactly. So bring the two.
So I'm bringing the fighter, the sub in as well, which can also retreat back into what do you jig it?
This is a good game.
What do you jig it, Bill?
What do you jig it, Bill?
Anybody want a nice frosty libation?
I'll take one, because if I keep drinking whiskey, I'm going to be fucking knocking shit over like...
A whiskey man.
Crazy.
Don't play that game.
Hey, would you guys wear headsets?
Yep. I don't even know
why.
During?
To record.
So we're only talking...
What, on hot mic?
Yeah.
All the time?
So that we have microphones and instead of one universal microphone for the whole room.
Yeah, I think it'd be too loud, Dave.
No, you turn the microphones down so it's not too loud. And it just records you talking and it won't pick up every little tiny...
I like that. I like the cut of your jib.
You will have...
Especially since I talk somewhat lower.
Yeah.
It's picking up a lot better. I'm a low talker.
Yeah, for a couple episodes, I stopped using Levelator. Because when you're talking low, it brings up the background noise as well. It raises your voice up so you can hear it, but it also brings up the background level. And when him and I were playing together, when you weren't here, it worked out okay because we were talking to each other. It wasn't three of us talking over. It wasn't a problem. But when I...
Do you want me to leave?
No.
Yeah. So no, I just double-checking because I'm rolling pretty good.
I've just been using a Levelator. Levelator's a good program, and it really helps with the sound, but it also brings up the background noise when you're talking too low. So when,
it's just called white noise.
When you're doing actual strategic moves, maybe, just suggesting, just try to talk a little louder, maybe point your head towards the microphone while you're talking about what you're doing. Because I can just cut the rest of this shit out. When you're counting your fucking plane movements back, I'm cutting that out. Like, I'm not... Letting the 1, 2, 3, 4 bullshit get through, right?
You cut it down to a certain time, too.
Yeah. No, not necessarily. I just cut it down. Like, if we got a 2.5-hour episode, chances are an hour of that's fucking bullshit that don't need to be in the episode, right? A lot of space, a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
A lot of
talking about
guys that you used to be friends with and now you don't want to.
Yeah, like one of those.
Okay, now we're back and ready to go. If I miss that fucking sub and he pulls sucks
what's going on down here?
Into there. Oh, yeah, I got maybe some other stuff.
You've got shibber.
Should I go for a French endo or should I suck into...
Well, if you whittle these a little bit here, it's going to take pressure off India, but he does have this transport that can fucking go through.
Could be a stalemate.
Oh, I got a question for Krieghund right now. Can a fighter establish a retreat route for... infantry coming in? Here's what I'm asking. If this fighter in India was a tank, what I could do is...
Yeah, okay.
Let's say it was a tank.
Okay.
I could go into Sien Kang.
Yes.
And then go into French Indochina, right? Then walk my two infantry in to French Indo.
Fight.
And if I'm alive, if the infantry are alive at the end of the fight, whether I kill anybody or not, decide to retreat and... Pull them back to Sien Kang.
This is where Dr. Summerall would be very effective.
Right? No, it wouldn't.
No, it would.
No, because no, even because when Summerall we played with
doesn't matter.
No, even when you played with that, you couldn't go to any zone you wanted to. You had to have a.
You have to retreat back to where you from, where one of your guys came from. Yeah, at least one of your guys came from.
At least one.
So my question is:
the rule is towards your capital is basically the way.
No, the rule is from where they came from. You can't retreat,
which is usually from the capital. You know what I mean?
Usually from where you came from.
Retreat.
No, like, that's ridiculous.
Let's say Japs owned this and you were here and you attacked, you wouldn't retreat back to Japland.
Yes, you would.
You would retreat to Persia.
No, like, you're not going to go through that territory.
No, exactly. Right. No, you cannot retreat to Persia because
okay,
that's a
combat
move.
Okay, so yeah, that's right. You retreat to where you came from.
Right.
That's called a retreat.
You have to establish...
forward advance or something.
Yeah, that's different.
No,
forward retreat.
Listen to me. You have to establish a retreat route.
Mm-hmm.
That's why...
The plane.
So the tank would give you the ability to move
back. Yeah,
but does
the plane do that?
If you blitz through there, and that's what I'm asking, can I do it with a plane? Can I go one into Sien Kang with a plane, two into French Indo, I don't think with a plane you can do that.
I don't think so.
Either. No, you wouldn't use that. There's no blitz.
Because a plane would fly straight there. That'd be That's stupid. Right. Yeah. If it was a tank, you could do it. It's a plane, you can't do it.
Well, it's a tank, you couldn't. Because a tank...
But you could. You could. Yes, you can.
No.
Legally, you can do that.
The tank, you're in combat movement. As soon as you go into here, that's non-combat. Mm-mm.
Negative.
On the old Hasbro game, you couldn't. They wouldn't allow you to do that.
That's not true, Ray. Because watch this. Look it. Let's say you're in Belgian Congo, or
this is a perfect example.
No, it's not. Let's say you're in Kenya. You want to attack French Equatorial Africa. You have to go through Belgian Congo or Anglo-Egypt Sudan, which you own already.
Yeah, true enough.
That's a blitz move. You're blitzing through a territory you own. That doesn't put you into non-combat anymore.
That's not a blitz.
Any more than...
This is not a blitz.
Yes, it is.
But neither would this. This wouldn't be a blitz either, then.
That's not a blitz.
I'm sorry, yes.
It's a retreat.
Technically, it's not a blitz. It's part of your two movement units.
To establish
a retreat. So.
Right. No, not it's a... In Kenya, to French Indo is not, because there's a territory in between. That's not establishing a retreat route.
Yeah, no, that's it not. It is if you brought all your infantry from here, from Anglo-Egypt into French, but you want to bring them down to Belgium. Say you want to bring one, if we were playing Summerall, you bring a tank from Kenya to Belgian Congo into French Ecuador, and then you can retreat the guys that came from Anglo-Egypt into Congo.
These would be your two areas where you could retreat.
Okay, now, my point is, to get from Kenya to French Equatorial Africa, you have to go through one of your friendly territories.
That's right.
Now, to get from India to French Indochina, you don't have to.
You don't have to, but you can.
But you can by going through Sinkiang.
To establish a retreat.
To French Indochina and...
It establishes a retreat territory
in Sinkiang. You could also still retreat to India, but you can retreat to Sinkiang. And obviously that's what we want because we've got a multinational force here with the Russians and the Americans. And if we get the Brits in there too, we're not going to lose it. And I think what Muggsy wants to do is build a factory in Sinkiang.
Well, it's only two, but those two add up.
Listen, we put a factory here and there. But we can't
put a factory in India if I'm going to retreat my guys to Sinkiang.
No, I know.
You will be able to later, down the road.
What I'm saying is he's going to have to hit Sinkiang, China.
He's going
to
hit China. Or India. Yes. Right. However, your failed attack into Manchuria is helpful now because you killed all of his infantry.
Yeah.
He has three less guys to go into. Excuse me, to go into China with.
Yeah, that's why I do that. I hit Manchuria, hope to win, take out as much as I can. If you in India, see, I would usually sit still. I'd even go back, pick up this guy, bring him here to set up for a factory.
Right. So we answered the question.
Here in Persia,
a fighter cannot establish a retreat route like a tank could. I'm going to go in here anyway, and they'll have to retreat to India. But whatever. That's what I have to do.
That's what I have to do, right?
Because I want to whittle there, so the chances of holding China are better now. He can still throw a shit ton of fighters and those two infantry from Guangdong.
Yeah, but also the nice thing about China is he can't get guys from Japan into China. He can go to French Indochina, or Manchuria, or Guangdong, obviously. But
he's doing anything else right now? Don't be rude, man.
No, I meant let's roll. We can talk and roll.
We're talking for the listeners, so we understand. Okay. This is a very simple, quick game. And we're making it longer by overanalyzing everything.
Yeah, but we're doing something new.
But no, this is new to Dave.
I mean, I've done it with my dad, and I've done it on AAA. But I mean, I only did it on artificial intelligence, which is kind of bullshit. Okay, if anybody's played on AAA,
it's good practice.
It's not good practice because you get into bad habits, and it's kind of bullshit. But I mean, it's fun to pass the time. But what I did was two tanks. I weakened Russia a little bit, but I take Eastern Europe so that the Germans can't hit Karelia first round with everything from home and just annihilate. But I do take it with minimal units, and then I send two tanks from Russia to Sinkiang to support the states. Because we all know if we play classic, you put a factory for Japan on the mainland and you just crush. Within time, Russia will fall because they feel pressure on both sides. Takes the states out of the game on the mainland in Europe or Asia area, and so the support with the two tanks helps also with turn of play, because Japan will go, the states will go, and then Russia has a turn to retaliate, either take, they usually end up with either French Indo or Manchuria for three extra million bucks and just take pressure off of Russia in the long run. So really, you know, for Russia to move two tanks out to protect their capital for
Number you're talking of, 4 or 5 rounds
yeah, from now. Yeah, 4 or 5 rounds from now, it will affect.
That's and where look Japan at this. Is.
Oh, me talking away, and he fucking crushed him.
One hit.
While Muggsy was explaining that, I took over French Indochina. Now, Japan's really fucked.
Japan is feeling the pressure. They got two guys on the mainland, as opposed to the Allies barely doing anything, what we used to play all the time. It'd be the same thing all the time. We'd barely do anything. Japan would have all these guys on the mainland, and now that, you know, what do they have to start with? 2, 4, 5, 6, 7 infantry and 2 fighters on the mainland. And they've only whittled down to 2 infantry and a fighter.
Which is awesome.
You got him?
I got him. He got me as well.
Do you want Navy or do you want... I mean, that guy's not going to land on a carrier. That guy's not going to do shit, right? You
can retreat him. $12. What's he got left? How many fighters has he got that he can hit? Where's 2. His blow-up box?
He's only got...
For all you listeners that play Japan...
2 fighters.
How would you love to have a factory
but I'm gonna on have each? This and this.
Burma, Kwantung, and Manchu. I mean, that's the dream right there.
You want both?
Cover ocean.
2 fighters?
Cover land.
Well, you're not going to have 2 fighters until 9 units.
This defends at 3.
That's true.
It does 3, 4.
They know I'm going to do that. And there's no way to do that.
This up and still fire back with that and wipe out his entire.
You should have did the battleship one first.
You're right, because we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
No, I can replace this easily. The bomber, I cannot. And in this game, strategic bombing raids are fucking huge.
Yeah.
Because it comes right out of the bank. It doesn't have to fucking decide to repair. Right.
And there's no keeping the comfort zone.
Bombers, but they're $15 in this game.
Yeah.
Are fucking way more powerful than every other game. Because for Britain, I can bomb Germany all I fucking want. He can keep placing in.
If I just need 4 Europe. Yeah. Well, or matter. 4 tanks.
Right. If you take hey, 6. If I only need 4 tanks, why am I going to repair $2? Yeah. Who cares? Yeah. In this game, it comes right out of the bank.
That's true.
It's cute. Okay, 2 fighters on a battleship in the Med. Missed. Oh,
you mean 1 fighter on the. Yes!
Got to hit him.
Hit. Thank God.
That would have totally fucked you.
And both of my fighters are gone. I just lost $24 to kill $24. That's not how I wanted that to go.
No, yeah, but this is a... This is 1 unit.
2 dice looking for a 3 I should have hit. That was bad luck.
Well, you got a sub left on my transport ship, and you have eliminated 99% of my...
That's right, I have
Navy.
A deuce on a 1.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
this is going to be a long fight, people. I'm looking for 2, and he's looking for a 1. Missed. Missed.
Hit.
Missed. Oh, pardon me.
And I can retreat to here, right?
Yes, you can.
Alrighty.
That's a nice option, eh?
Yeah, especially since you can reach next time.
No, exactly. I can get home, yeah.
I always
use plus
I can kill this sub no matter where it runs to, unless it runs to there, which is going to be all kinds of problems for America. But America will have shit in a lot of
America's going to purchase. Just chase it out with your aircraft. Right. Remember,
why do I not? Oh, he killed my transport there.
The States, you can come up with the bomber and the fighter here and then just land here.
That's right.
On the carrier end. From the States, Washington, you can fly a bomber and a fighter to fight.
Oh, that bomber and fighter can kill the sub before he fucking even gets to do anything. Right, right.
And then the fighter hopefully can land on the carrier without losing anything.
Right.
Without losing anything, the fighter can land on your carrier, your British carrier, and your bomber can land in UK to start raiding. Raid.
Britain's man. Non-combat move. I might as well take both infantry to NDR. Right?
I guess.
Bring leave this empty. Because the tank's way back here in Western. I don't know why he went that way.
Because he, I don't know, that's his new opening move.
I see why he did. Because now he can put everything in Anglo. Yeah. But everything in Anglo is pointless now because he doesn't have anything to kill.
Plus, he does have the option with Japan to come and take India if you leave one guy.
Right, but he's got to get.
You want to move this down to here, and hopefully next round you can bring it back up. He can't chase it.
Right, but then I got no infantry here.
Oh yeah, you used it. Oh sorry, yeah, you used it. Never mind.
Oh, you went and got him and came back. Nice.
Yeah.
Now, another thing that's important that we've always played this. In this case, Dave had a transport ship. I call it Indian Ocean 1, but basically it's Suez, south of the Suez Canal. Keep this right here. Dave moved a transport ship into the Suez Canal area, picked up from Sudan and picked up from Iraq.
They don't allow you to do that on AAA.
Yeah, they do.
You can load from separate zones. Well, you can't drop off in separate zones.
You can drop off. If you can pick up in separate zones, then why can't you drop off in separate zones? That makes a big difference around the Saudi Arabia area.
That is true, because you're picking up from the shore, not the fucking area.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you should be able to go along and drop. See, this is the only rule I had for these. And this is not me, but when we were going through the development of the game...
Transports, he just said these, it means transports.
Transports, sorry guys. But anyways, what it is you cannot move after your last drop-off, which means you can't pick up these two guys, go one, drop them off, move an empty transport ship. Right. But you could pick them both up, go one, drop off this guy here, two, drop off this guy here. Hmm.
That makes more sense than being able to pick up two guys with one move in two different zones.
Yeah, because it's going to take time, and it represents a lot more than just one transport.
You're talking about picking up a guy from Syria and picking up a guy from Egypt.
Yeah.
And not using up a movement.
That's right.
At all.
So you should be able to do that on the drop-off.
Every pickup from a different zone should take up one move.
Well, then you'd freeze. It would be one, two, and that would be it. They'd be loaded. You wouldn't do that. You would just move.
Right.
Unless you wanted them off the land.
One guy. Maybe you wanted him off.
So he didn't get killed.
Right. But in that particular case, he could move on his feet across the canal. But it could be useful somewhere else, like up in England.
Yeah, and in the Black Sea area, too, especially.
Yeah, transports, they need to be worked out. I've been listening to a couple of different...
Think the rules are too loose?
Well, yeah, they are, because it's a simple game. We act like it's not, and we go to global, and we're like, wow, these are really crazy rules. But you get into other war games. I've been listening to some war game podcasts, and the rules in those fucking things are like encyclopedias in some of these other fucking games.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean.
Like, well, a lot of people do, but not us. We want to be able to fucking play. We're familiar. We don't even go outside of X and Allies for war games very often. Once in a while, we play Samurai Swords.
And we usually stay in the Game Master series if we stay in it, like Shogun. We like Shogun.
Right? We should expand maybe and go into different war
Shogun's
games.
A fun game. We only played it once.
We should play it again.
I like Shogun.
It is, because once you get an army going and you know what you're doing, you think, fuck, man, is there anything going to stop me except that army over there?
That's right. I'd like to get the new one. It's called Ikusa.
Same thing.
It's exactly the same, but they were playing it up there.
Different map.
Dave Jensen from AccessAndAllies.org and Clyde, he's from...
Was that the guy with the army jacket? Oh, yeah. He had the army jacket and the kind of the sloppy boots, big old muckalucks or something?
Right. Anyway.
Yeah, he played with the... that's right.
I think he's Clyde 76. There's a number on the back of his name, Clyde, on AccessAndAllies.org. He was playing with David Jensen that day because we were fucking late scumbags that we are. He played the new Samurai Swords with Dave Jensen. And I like the colors of the pieces a lot better. Yours is...
too cartoony.
Yeah, like a light blue.
And brittle.
Powder blue.
Brittle. Like, you could You know, if you stepped on the guy, you can work him back. You step on that snap, gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
I really love the colors, and the colors on the map looked rustic and old.
Yeah, it did. Rustic is what it was, not cartoony.
Sorry. Britain is done placing units. It is now the J.A. Pan Company's turn.
Hey. Japan just drew a free card, because we get one free card, and I just happened to draw one for myself. For Japan Forces, two infantry and one cargo ship gets their radio fixed in Manila. You have no idea how much that's going to help right now.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's not good at all.
Oh, people, these cards change everything.
And two infantry. He's got two fully loaded trains.
Oh!
That's alright.
Change everything!
Changes a little bit.
Newsflash.
One.
Japan just.
Three. He can't land. Oh, yes, he could. He could bring his aircraft carrier in.
Oh!
The French Indo. And take India.
If you want to. He'd probably go to French. He'd probably take
probably his own go land to French, back. But he could take India.
He'd probably take his own land back. We shall see.
We do have some options.
We shall.
Could almost
either way, he's still in a pinch. He's got to take something back, which is awesome. I can't believe you won it.
Yeah, I know.
I know. It's crazy.
It's fucking awesome.
I didn't hit first round at all.
I didn't think I was going to win. I was hoping to hit and be able to fucking just
I love the
take away some
I love
of
that you
punch.
Put the fighter in China. That's awesome.
Well, hopefully. What can you one, bring in? Two, you can three. Bring in two infantry.
And a fighter and a
one,
bomber.
Two fighters. You can bring the Japan one in.
One, yeah, one, two,
one,
three.
Two,
yeah.
three, yes. You can bring the Japanese fighter in. The Japanese bomber in, but he usually
the Manila fighter won't. The
Manila fighter
won't
can't reach
China.
Four to China.
Even this,
no,
can't reach.
Unless we were playing the old way, you go 1-2,
oh,
one
yeah.
two.
I'd go right at home.
The cheating way.
Right at home, 1-2.
Whatever, man.
You guys are the mans.
Yeah,
I am. He's a fucking Bills fan. Down 7-3.
Yeah.
To Indianapolis, a rookie quarterback. It's gonna be the greatest quarterback of all time, probably.
Yeah. Is it good?
Yeah. Indianapolis is a bunch of fucking cheating scumbags. Let's lose every game and pretend
what happened to Manning, then?
Our star quarter last year. He had a broken neck or some fucking horse shit. Didn't play all
year
long.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, we have one less player. Obviously, we can't win any games ever. Oh, look, the greatest fucking quarterback prospect of all time is coming up next year. Lucky us, we get the first pick. So we go from Peyton Manning to the next fucking greatest guy better than Joe Montana. Yeah, bullshit.
I like that they used Montana as a fucking...
As opposed to Die Dan Die?
I don't know, man. Montana is...
Joe Montana's probably the best quarterback. However, if you gave me a choice...
Dan Marino.
Fuck Dan Marino.
Isotoners.
Right in his stupid isotoner ass.
Isotoners.
Why is
Dan Marino, if you're listening right now...
Why was he doing isotoners fucking
commercial?
Because
he can hold the ball.
Nag, he has to throw the ball.
No, he didn't do isotoner until he retired.
That's right.
I know, but that's the point. He's a quarterback doing an isotoner fucking commercial. It's stupid. It doesn't make sense.
What? Oh, he's not allowed to be a human being once he retires from football? Human beings need gloves. Isotoner's a damn nice glove.
Yeah, but you don't use them as a quarterback.
You can feel the ball through
the glove. Who cares? He's a fucking celebrity.
You use them as a fucking...
Look, and I'm a cab driver. Am I not allowed to use a fucking fleshlight when I'm done work?
Who
it's got nothing to do with driving a cab. I can't use a fleshlight while I'm working, but when I get off work, I can. Once in a while, fucking Dan Marino's not throwing a football. He needs to keep his hands warm. What the fuck is him being a quarterback got to
because
do with
in the
ice
game? It doesn't have to do with keeping your hands warm.
He wasn't endorsing it to use to play football with. He was endorsing it
that's
to keep your
you...
fucking hands warm.
Yeah.
Here's the better fucking the contradiction to the Dan Marino isotoner ad. He lived in fucking Miami. What the fuck do you need gloves in Miami for?
That's just... for when you travel to oh I don't know maybe
Colorado. Not to play a game.
I don't think they have a...
Your argument is shit. Mine is better.
Whatever, man.
He's from fucking Miami. There's nobody in Miami wearing fucking isotoner gloves ever.
Yeah, when you think about it, that's stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, the whole thing is stupid.
I mean, it's out of Ace Ventura.
I think that's why it's supposed
detective.
To be funny. Yeah, but it was real. He did do the commercials.
He did do isotoner commercials.
Right, but when you think about it, that is stupid, and that actually belongs with the movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, but Dave will be...
But that's a good point. I never thought about that until now. Isotoners. Why would you need isotoners if you're fucking playing
in Miami?
Like, if you were Winnipeg, Blue Bombers?
Isotoner up the ass, yeah.
Isotoner.
They might be wearing those.
At any rate.
The ranch gloves. Those will last forever.
At any rate, I started this conversation talking about... Joe Montana, and we somehow got to Dan Marino, the losingest motherfucker of all time.
Ray Finkel.
Threw for a lot of fucking yards, but didn't ever win the Super Bowl. You know who else never won the Super Bowl?
Ray Finkel.
Jim Kelly. However, if I was given a choice of any quarterback in the history of quarterbacks...
You would take Joe.
...start for my fucking football team, it'd be Jim fucking Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Montana, not fucking Andrew Luck. Not Peyton Manning, not his stupid fucking
what about,
asshole brother Eli.
What about that little guy from Canada?
Flutie?
He's not from Canada. He played in Canada for a while because
he
was too shitty to play in the NFL. No, and he went to the NFL.
He proved that he could play in the NFL.
It's sort of.
I mean, he was a fantastic.
What about Young?
So but he was it. A frying pan. He was quick in the, like, he was hot and then that was
he's
it.
Good, he's fast. Steve Young?
Yeah.
Mormon?
So what if he...
Mormon.
Why you have to play that card?
He's got magical underpants. Oh, I'm not picking a guy with magical underpants. The fucking quarterback of my team.
Nothing to do about, nothing to say about what he did or anything.
Yeah,
just
magic underpants. That's all I gotta say. What? He's not on my team. Let me tell
There's
you something.
A lot of guys that have superstitions.
Let me tell you something about Jim Kelly, and I just learned this, and I sort of was half listening at the time. He won something. He had a choice of prizes. He could either take a brand new car or free beer for a year.
He took the beer?
He took the fucking beer, and I guarantee you the guys that are fucking paying for that prize wish he took the fucking car.
Probably.
Because, holy
probably,
fuck.
Come on, it's probably limited.
He drank a lot of beer. This is when he was in college, and no, this isn't lawyer
nowadays.
Years.
Nowadays
it would be limited. Free beer for a year. The government recommends you have one beer a day. Very healthy. Yeah, 356 beers is beer for a year.
And for a
now,
weekend.
Now, because of fucking lawyers.
For a weekend.
Right. Yeah. Do you get an extra one on Saturday?
Yeah, what's
eight beers?
What's free beer for a year?
He won it. He won his
it
prize.
It would be a case a week.
And he had to, No,
nowadays, this was what when, we're saying, it would be regulated
this
nowadays.
This was back in the old,
limited.
This was back in the 70s.
When it was a case a week.
No, when it was
free beer for a year.
You need beer, you call us, we give you beer. And it's free. That's what Jim Kelly won. And he chose that, and they wish he chose the fucking car, because it would have been cheaper.
Silverman.
That's Jim Kelly. He's fucking, I'd take Jim Kelly over anybody.
That's
and I'm
hilarious.
Sorry if I fucked that story up, but that's what I heard last week from fucking the one guy that calls the 550 once a week.
I have made my circle. I have paid my dollar.
John's...
People,
John's
I need a one.
Stockton, not Stockton, the basketball
Alrighty
player.
Then.
Who talking about
Stashon?
Out
of four. No, John Stashon.
No. Jean Stashon.
I'm lost.
Mueller.
Masturbation.
Mueller.
Rejection. Pac, what'd you do?
Nothing. Oh, wait, no. I forgot the non-communist guy, but no.
Being a jerk.
Should go to Alaska, anyway. That's what I just thought. Maybe I'll do it next round. I forgot the non-com.
And the tank.
My Vancouver guy.
What the fuck? You guys are... What the hell are you guys talking about?
Why would I take the tank?
Because you don't need it.
You're high.
You've only got one drain.
You are
really?
Ridiculous.
In this game, it's one move to Canada, one move back, dropping off in Norway. Tank dead. You.
Your tank.
I did not get my...
Still Japan's turn. What are you looking for?
I was looking for a one.
Fucker. trying to define
we should start drinking Canadian 67, guys.
That's right. Maybe
Do you think we'll get all
such
thin?
Fat fucks if we drank Canadian 67. Less drunk, too, because it probably costs a hell of a lot more than Dab. This came all the way from Germany.
That's a great
lot.
Beer.
And
is it dark outside yet?
$2.
Yeah.
No. For 500 bills.
It's only 10 after 2.
Yeah, it's fucking very early. Oh, yeah, Mario Williams. I hope you like our $100 million, you piece of shit. How about you fucking tackle somebody once in a while? Cocksucker. Fuck you. Mario Williams, if you're listening to this right now, and you shouldn't because you're on the fucking field in Indianapolis.
We're not live, Dave.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. If you're listening to it later, how about if you fucking tackle somebody, you piece of shit? We give you $100 million. Do it now. Tackle. Ass.
Okay.
Oh, are they going for the field goal?
This can only come in to help protect.
Oh, look, he's going the other way. That's awesome, man. You know what that means.
The U.S. shit is safe. Don't say what it means, because he's not done. He can reverse himself.
Yeah, but he has to, because he can't land anywhere right now. He has to take his carrier, too.
He has to bring that aircraft carrier over there. Which means he's bringing...
But, I mean, two battleships, a bomber can take care of what's there. Fuck.
Yeah, all I've done is my development and my card.
Yeah, you're going to buy stuff to replace?
Yeah.
Ray's playing out of turn. We do that a lot. We get so excited for your
turn.
We
just
like,
get going. We can't wait.
When I get into like round 3 or 4, and I'm Russia and global, I'm like, all right, I get to kill shit now.
Yeah.
And it, you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot to fucking buy
it. Oh, that's so true, eh? Oh, my God, that is so true. You guys have fucked me up totally.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, man, these tanks relieve so much pressure. Like, this, even England's like, oh, I guess I can do shit. If I fucking go here, I'm going to eliminate pressure, and that means this gets to fucking move. And especially because the next turn of the, like, the, now the States goes, and then the fucking Russia has a turn over here. You know what I mean? Those tanks coming over here, even though I only leave one guy, doing that. Even though I end up leaving one guy in Eastern Europe, which cuts you off, that's all I need to do, is cut you off.
It's throwing a wrench in my gears.
All I do is cut you off in Eastern.
Do you feel like twisting?
I'll roll it, but I don't have anything really much to pitch anymore.
Well, no, I got it right here. Oh my God, I can't believe you guys fucked me up like that. I gotta get in there somehow. I gotta get in there. I will buy it once. Infantry. What's that worth? Two. And we'll come in with the
I didn't see that coming. Pretty fucking hammered.
Did you take your card already there, Cockensies?
Two whiskeys and a beer.
Yeah, that gave me the manila getting fixed.
Oh, yeah, the manila. Look at me, I'm gay.
All right.
You. This is crumbly.
We're going to edit all of that out. And.
That's the stuff that people want to hear.
Yeah, you're right.
They want to hear the dirt.
They don't even give
Japan's turn. They're transporting their asses the up into Soviet Far East. Just a hoitin' for a U.S. fighter to catch
her. She's on at five.
She can tell you about the plane crash.
With a gleam in her huge.
Oh boy.
Ah, Victor said hoojack the other day.
Did he?
Yes.
Good man. Did he say, what's this hoojack you got going on?
He said, what's the Chevy hoojack? Bill going,
He's learning the lingo. Attaboy, guy.
He did say hoojack, and I think he said shibby once last week.
Well, that's not
and
mine.
And he thinks you sound like Garfield.
That's funny.
You do sound like
Garfield. I can see that a little bit.
You sound like Garfield.
Lorenzo Music.
Gar. Roll a gar, Field. Right here.
This is crumbly.
We got an offshore barrage. Hey!
This is all the furt you got? Furt you
junk!
Offshore barrage.
Two ones.
Off. See that bubble-headed bleach blonde.
And with that kind of in her hands. Nice. She can tell you about the sperm drips.
And she's got lots of sass.
In her.
With a tear in her eye.
She's a very
choking on your member shy.
I'm rolling a two.
Oh, what am I doing?
You guys are
French. Did you get me in French Indo?
He did.
I got two.
There's only one of you.
I got you, yes.
Hit!
I got you.
Suck on that.
Oh, thanks.
Gravy.
Why the fuck? Okay, you can get your UK stuff.
Why is there a fucking Cuba blow-up box on this map? How often
do you ever...
Were there fucking units in Cuba in any game of Classic Axis and Allies?
And you know what? Have we ever used it for anything else except a hit box?
We that put our hit, when we get a hit, we put the die in the fucking West Indies box.
That's right.
I don't know.
I don't think I've
never been a fucking unit on West Indies soil.
I don't know if I can roll this. My hands are really frigid at the end, and you know how that goes.
Well, Dave might have to fire up the
Your
old
mom's thing. Frigid.
Two.
Okay, are you ready?
Let's not go there. Let's start that, okay?
Oh, I told you what about your mom.
Just because she's from Sudbury, yes, she might be frigid.
Sudbury? I know a couple of whores from Sudbury.
Yeah, we had this conversation happened already before.
Easy.
I still got battles. I got a 2-3 and a 4 against your 2-3 and a 4. A 2.
That's not your
hit.
Battle, but.
A 3. Miss. A 4. Ooh. Got one hit. Now you got a 2-3 and a 4.
Oh.
Oh, over here. Right. A 2.
My
hand
recalled. 2.
2 miss.
3.
3. Miss.
4.
Miss.
One each.
You brought gloves, little bitch. What's
Joe? Shut up. I can't roll with gloves on.
Your mom can roll gloves on.
Whoa, she's
don't you have a fighter in Hawaii, somewhere. Or is there no fighter?
Would you take something, please?
No, there's no fighter.
Underground?
No.
Really?
See that bubble-headed hoojack?
You gotta take your hit first.
No, I don't.
And don't be so fucking gay, mugs. I'm not talking to you, Ray.
Oh, what are you doing here?
And by gay, I mean Metro. Don't be so Metro.
Of course I'm going to teach
He that. Just took his sub as a hit off, and he can't get the fucking plane to land if he was maybe using a fucking... Corsair, he have a little more fucking...
Just roll on those.
Luck.
Three and a four.
But he's using a fucking Warhawk because he's really good.
I missed.
Good, I missed.
Time for you to die.
No.
And a four.
No.
Mm-hmm. Time for you to die.
Dead.
Dead.
Did you get both?
Three, four.
Those are dead Japanese folk, as we call them here in America.
Fuckers.
They're expendables.
Really? Your bomber was expendable.
Why when you're not eating up the mainland, cock?
Expendable.
I'm not doing much over there either, Bert.
What a fucking puss.
Have you ever seen Japan look so shitty?
Who doesn't bring a battleship into the Hawaii fight?
Do you also believe that we haven't played a round yet?
Yeah, I know, it's the end of round one.
You know how fast we could be if we didn't talk? Just boom, boom.
Yeah, but talking's fun.
Yeah.
Well,
especially when we got the time to talk, they'll find we do talk.
There's no rush. In global, you feel like you gotta rush.
Oh,
Russians,
it's overwhelming.
You're all Russians.
I love global, except for the fact that...
Yeah, you're all Russian.
There's so much waiting. As the Allies, it sucks to play the Allies in global.
No,
it really does. No, because if you're Russia, you're waiting, 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 waiting.
Yeah, but Allies...
If you're America, hang on, you're waiting, 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 waiting. If
it's true,
you're Britain, oh, you're at war with everybody. But you have no choice for the first couple of rounds except to fucking buy infantry to protect your capital.
Yeah, so you get your ass kicked.
Because Japan's coming for you.
Kind of one of those things that cost that one price that are also beneficial to the mainland.
You're fucking stacking in Calcutta, yeah, so Japan right. doesn't take you right away.
A lot
away.
Of waiting.
You're stacking in London. You're doing nothing but defense.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And the Axis on the opposite hand
fun like
is
crazy.
Full attack. It's so busy.
That's why I want... An official Larry Harris fucking
it's
authorized
and
version of Global 1942.
Nice. You get through of all that. Exactly.
French units.
And you've mentioned that before.
You get rid of the French units.
Well, you could start there.
Why? No.
Just give them Normandy and give them
what do you
Bordeaux.
Want?
A couple of things in Africa.
Bordeaux.
No. By 42, Germany was... had all of Europe done.
Well, then there you go. Give them a couple of spots down here. A
couple spots in France just
give
so that you're
boat
not
here,
putting
maybe
something
a
else.
Cruiser,
yeah.
destroyer.
A 42 setup because 40
and
is
give them a boat up here.
A terrible starting time because the Allies are just bored out of their fucking mind defense for fucking 3 hours. And then they get to have fun. Once America's in the war and Russia's in the
well,
war,
that's
then
a good
they get
point.
To have fun.
You
Britain's
would
all defense.
Yeah.
Global needs to start later.
That's an awesome idea. And if
wrong.
That was to happen, you could finish a game in a day. We could.
And Axis and Allies, Wizards of the Coast, the guys that produce the games, could make a lot of money by just selling setups.
Can you pass me a card?
You sell a fucking booster set that's just setups for 1941.
The problem is
for 1942.
Land value. You're going to have to put a lot of stuff.
The map is exactly the same. You just sell different setups.
Right, but the land value changed through the early parts and the later parts of the war.
No.
Okay, Japan, are you dead?
You either control it or you don't control it. If you have a 42 setup...
You could use rondels.
Yeah, use rondels. Okay, now Egypt is, you know, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to sell the map.
No,
have
you got
optional.
The map. You
have
just sell a fucking cheap packet filled with paper saying this is the setup.
That's right.
These are the bonuses. These are the national objectives now.
But that's no good.
In 1942.
They want to sell the package.
No, it's cheaper. They don't have to produce plastic pieces. All they have to do is sell a piece of paper. I'd pay $20 for a fucking setup for 1942.
Well, you know what?
You'd
now that you think
in
about
a couple
that,
of little extra
and if,
things,
and if they did do that. Then they could focus in on some select units, like
exactly.
the biplanes.
How about instead of that bullshit, you
or
sell
whatever.
You
just
sell a 1942 setup, and the fucking catch is because I could fucking wait until somebody buys it and posts the setup online and not have to
pick
pay.
Pick up one,
right?
Drop them off.
Right.
Listen
to me.
That's right. I'm listening.
You sell 3D plastic minor factories. 3D plastic naval bases.
That's right.
Air bases.
Don't replace mine, man. Use mine.
You fucking use my idea. I don't give a
shit. Use the idea. Exactly. Use it.
Make it all one piece so they won't snap off.
I don't have this fucking shit copyrighted. These our fucking the naval bases are cool.
Larry, our parts are your parts. Buddy.
Take them, Larry. The point is, we want a 42 set up for global because it bores the fuck out of us for 2 hours. Then it gets fun.
That is true. It's you do a have great a very game. Good point. Even though this point is blonde, no, only long, the, drawn out.
Only the Axis player is having fun for the first 3 hours of that game.
I just wanted to point out that if, this is how fast this game's going to change, if you develop long-range surface ships, you can attack from San Diego, Tokyo.
It might happen.
I'm letting him develop for America.
I'm just stating, you got to keep everything in mind.
What do you mean this is what I get?
That's what you got.
Oh, we're going now?
I'm waiting for this talk. I'm done. Look, this is what we're going for.
24, people.
I don't know if you noticed lately, because your speakers have
this been is done. A great game. I wish you guys could see this.
Yeah, see. Okay. But, at the end of a
the dark
country's guy. Turn, not yet.
Where are we going, up or down?
Front door, go upstairs.
All
right. At the end of a country's turn, I go, hey, it's Japan's done, America's turn, go.
Yeah, we have been.
And then I play the tank rolling and firing.
I didn't know that.
So we got to remember to do that. Japan, done.
Is
purchased. America, go. I see you've purchased a transport for me.
Transport
for Washington.
For Washington.
And you've got two subs and a factory.
Factory's going to Sinkiang.
Sinkiang.
Okay, this is what I was thinking while you guys were talking.
Right.
States goes after this. It's farthest away from home, which draws them farther away.
French Indo.
Yeah, sorry, French Indo. And then these tanks can roll up into here for protection of
China. No, that's not China. Protection. Tanks defend it too in this game.
No, I mean, it fills the space for so he doesn't take it.
Right.
If I take four infantry and a fighter down, I guess I could take two in one and leave the tanks. Or go up and... I could take both.
Because Russia goes next.
You're right.
You could take
the States Manchuria. The States will take... I could take Manchuria or Kwangtung.
As Russia.
As Russia. Right now the States is going to go... They're going to go after French Indo.
Right.
With two infantry and a fighter. But and I'm going to leave the infantry in China.
You're safer going taking... Okay. Now, we'll worry about Russia's turn when Russia's turn goes. But you have to think ahead. So, America's going to do what with those two infantry in China?
They're going to stay there so that their defense.
They're staying defense, put.
Defending the cap, the factory we're going
to
put.
The Sinkiang guys are going to go to French Indo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With the fighter. And the fighter will land back in Sinkiang, probably.
So basically what Britain is
and
doing...
And then I think you're right with Manchuria. When Russia goes, they'll try to go after Manchuria.
Right.
And bring this guy here for defense in Yakut. And then he's only got two guys in Far East, Soviet Far East.
Right. But look at
he'll
what he's
go back to Manchuria.
Look at what he's purchased. He has three transports in the Sea of Japan.
But we can't hit
one off of Soviet Far East and one off of French Indo.
So as the UK, you can't even hit here. One, two, three.
I can't believe he didn't go after India. He could have put four infantry and a couple of fighters down on India.
Yeah. He's staying more at home. That's why I'm saying with the States, I go down here, let him go down there with his transport.
French Indo, Kwangtung's still active. He did not buy a factory. He bought transports.
Or if I take these two tanks on Russia's turn and go into Kwangtung, then he has two less guys he can bring into French to try and take French, and the States might hold it.
That extra,
and that'll force his transports to go south if he wants.
That extra transport that he's got, because what he's got is three transports in the Sea of Japan. Two can pick up the tank and the two infantry that he's got there now and hit French Indo. He can grab the guy off of Philippines and take another guy. So he'd have three infantry and a tank.
And so what I'm saying is if I go after Kwangtung, it leaves two guys out of the fight that he can't bring, just walk in.
Right.
Because he could bring transport, all these transports, with all these guys from Manchuria and Soviet Far East and Pskov off the island if he wants to.
Because Britain can walk forward into French Indo to back up if you take it over and bring the tank in, but he can grab the guy from East Indies and come up there. That's That's a problem.
That's why I'm going to take French and you just stay put in India and try and build a factory.
However, he can only pick up one infantry. Oh, wait, no. He could bring the fighters in too. I was going to say my fighter could land there. I'd have to leave.
Either way, bring your fighter back there. Your tank and your... And
just leave him in India?
Yeah.
Mm.
No? I don't know.
Right, because then I'd have a better punch, mm-hmm. and he would not be able to actually take India around after. Now, and Germany's going to have to be dealt with.
The States will hopefully be holding French, and right. Kwangtung will be out of the picture with two guys left there,
mm-hmm.
fortifying Yakut to the north with another infantry.
Right.
And, Africa will have to be dealt with. That's why the factory in New York would work, too.
Put a little oil on that chain.
Okay, we're done discussing horseshit. Now it's time to kill.
Yes.
Right.
Done your combat moves? Oh, your cards. How'd your cards turn out?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good question.
I got it already. Oh. Here you go.
Did you look at that?
Hi, Hitler.
Or Hitler, get out!
All right, you shut up. Break. Read the Heil Hitler card.
It might be Hitler.
Okay, one of the big cards. In the cards, you guys, there's like a big one for each country. Some countries have two. UK and Germany has two big ones. States doesn't really need two big ones. Anyways, this one's Heil Hitler. Or no, Hitler. This one is Hitler ignores his generals.
Yeah, fuck.
Quickly, he moves out two infantry, two armored tanks, and two fighters from Berlin. So that's just free units, people.
It's a killer.
You put them on the board and you have fun with them. It's supposed to be a quick game, but we might be finished round three by...
Sometimes with the cards.
9 o'clock tonight.
It takes a long time. Now, lately, the last two times we played with the cards, I don't think we were recording. We were at Ray's place both times. It seemed like the cards weren't, I wouldn't say not shuffled very well, but stacked. Let's say the cards were stacked in one side or the other. Because when I wasn't able to make it, Ray and Muggsy played, and Muggsy got all of his cards come up, and none of the other guys' cards come up. Yeah. And the same thing happened when I was playing against you two. I was the Axis, and I'd buy cards, and they'd come and up Axis cards.
Exactly.
They'd buy cards, and they'd come up Axis cards. None of the Allies' cards would come up, and we started to think... Maybe there's a little bit of an imbalance going on here, and there's,
depends on
too many Axis cards, too many Allies cards.
It comes down to another luck aspect, too, though, because the way the cards are stacked.
That's right. We looked through the cards afterwards.
Each game is different.
And we found out if we'd have, because we only got halfway through the deck, if we'd have pulled the rest of the cards, the Allies would have been.
Oh, my God. Right when I was on your doorstep, you probably would have got everything and pushed me back to a big void.
And that's what
last time we played. Russia had two battleships. I don't know if I told you.
Two battleships.
Two battleships.
Wow.
Defend at five and attack at five.
Yes. Yeah.
There was two of them in the
med. Two fighters. He had two fighters. That's remember? Awesome. Remember? You got the bomber.
Yeah.
And you got those fighters. So he was working anything that came around here. The battleships and the fighters and the bomber, boom, you're gone. Like, I couldn't even get in there. There was no way anything
that's,
was getting
that's out. What I mean about this game can be really quick or really long.
That was a long game, though.
Because if you get all of your cards in a row...
like 3 in the morning.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you get all your cards in a row, boom, you're kicking ass. And it's over quick.
Yeah.
But if you get cards and then they get cards and then you get cards and they get cards, it goes back and forth, you could be fucking hours and hours. There's been times where we played cards and it was
12 and 12
one game all fucking night long. Yeah. You know? So we'll see. Hitler just got a fucking...
you gotta put your shibby down.
A shot in the arm.
I have to put the stuff down, yes.
A hit of the opium. Fucking...
12. 8. I hate 8.
A swipe at the crack pipe I think Hitler just got, and he's all fucking jacked up now.
Yeah, I think he did. He took a whiff of the end, people.
The greenies. Yeah, Gwen Stefani is hot as fuck. However, Windows 8 sucks cock. Listeners, I cannot stress this enough to you.
I think you just did.
I fucking said, I was watching fucking TV and I'm going, oh, Windows 8 looks pretty hot. They got some fucking chick dancing in her pajamas. And then Windows 8 says, hey, God. Dave, we're going to email you some horseshit and you can download Windows 8 right now and update your fucking Windows 7, which was awesome. Up to Windows 8 for $40, and I'm like, $40 for a fucking operating system? What a deal! And I did, and now I wish I was dead. Because Windows 8 is a piece of shit.
I still got the...
They're trying to fucking play off of being like a goddamn phone and calling all the programs apps. And it's a fucking pain in the ass.
It's not working.
Do not update to Windows 8. Don't do it. End service announcement.
Whose turn is it?
America.
It's America's.
Fuck yeah.
Well, then what are you doing, Go?
We're coming again. We drew that card.
I know, I just came back.
You know what?
And now I've almost purchased.
Oh, you was thinking about buying and skipping over Russia. We would have never allowed that.
Well, I've made two of my purchases.
Well, you're prepared then for the future.
I am ready. I'm ready. Oh, look at that. I hope you miss. I'm going to retreat out of there like crazy.
You're not.
Well,
I don't really have anything else going on. I got a little fight down there in French Indo.
Who? Oh, you do have a little fight.
You're Crispy not going to take a fucking shot at those 3-1s he's got sitting there?
And a battle?
With what? My carrier, which is a 1, one and a 3?
1 and a 3.
I don't see 3-1s anywhere.
Off one at a time. 3-1s.
Yeah, but he's got 2 hits on a battleship. You have to hit 3 times before you hit.
Yeah, the battleship there.
Yeah. You'd be pulling fucking...
Okay, hold on. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you, Dave. What are you doing?
3-2.
And where are you going to land?
Right back where he started.
That's I couldn't go 2.
Oh, you yeah, couldn't go 1-2. Yep, 1-2. That's right. 1-2.
Sorry.
Beautiful. You could go to NP3 too if you wanted to.
1-2.
I think I need another beer.
I think I need to piss again.
That's why are you, why did you label your zones N? Oh.
North Pacific.
North Pacific, South.
Asia. The only ones I gave name is like the Java Sea.
You should have just went to numbers.
Well, I like Indian Ocean 6, because when you say, oh, the boat is in C-Zone 37, where the fuck is C-Zone 37?
Yeah, you're right.
But if you go Indian Ocean 1, 2, 3, 4, you make yourself to the Indian Ocean. Anyways, you're not.
That makes sense.
Okay. It's like grouping when it comes to
except arms. How do you got the thing off of Brazil being called the North Atlantic?
Because what we did is we took Ecuador.
On the equator.
Ecuador is here. We thought, fuck, it only runs over about an inch above that
you're
line.
You're looking at it wrong. It actually goes like this.
Yeah. I know. So we thought, well, what we'll do is we'll just go north because it doesn't really affect it here.
No.
So right. North.
Yeah, okay, I understand that.
And then, yeah.
Makes sense. So.
Barents Sea, Andy, Baltic Sea, of course, yeah. Black Sea.
Caspian.
Put a transport.
Russia's going to drop a transport. They can get the Persian. One move with infantry.
That's right.
Pretty good.
Kenny did that. I said, Kenny, you can't put
what
one
are you
there.
Doing?
He goes, yes, you can.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
an
it's
adjacent.
Labeled.
I said, I don't think you can put one there, Ken. He says, fucking right. You show me you can't.
Why the hell not?
This is why I can't.
You put a battleship down there, you get a shore barrage of those Germans
somebody
and Persians.
Somebody walks by. Somebody's coming, man. I think he's gone. The guy's off
awesome.
Into the...
Okay, I got a 3 and a 4 up here in North Atlantic Sea Zone 1. Miss with the fighter and miss with the bomber. That's fucking awesome. Now this cunt gets to pull out. Fuck. And gets a shot at killing some motherfucker.
Frick.
Good job.
So when you say always surfaced, he could not pull into a hostile sea zone. He'd have to go into an empty season.
The only time he's going to submerge is when he does it one time.
Fuck, I can't believe I missed with
a
fire and a bomber.
I can't either, Dave. I was only fucking around when I
missed.
What?
I'm trying to grab
you missed. Here. And you missed with a fighter. Great. Now the transport's going to fucking kill you.
I never
hit with transports.
Oh. Oh. That's a little hinky.
That was a little hinky.
I'm honest.
I would say Hinkelstein.
Mr. Manfield killed a fucking fighter with a transport.
3-1 for the 3 in French Indo.
Escaped death with a submarine with a fighter and a bomber trying to kill him. And Muggsy missed again.
Where?
French
here?
Indo, I said it.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was.
You got a deuce. Why are you rolling 4 dice?
You missed with 3 dice. You missed, man. Sorry.
I missed. I looked down and I seen... Yeah, that's true.
Fucker.
No, that's true. I missed with 3 dice. I rolled 6 dice. I'm sorry. Can I try
I hit you once. I got you.
I missed.
Hey, can I try that fighter and bomber fight again? Oh, I got you like crazy this time.
Mark the states up 3, please.
And Japan down.
Can't believe I lost a fighter. I should have bought
one. Can't believe you're losing to a rug.
I can't believe it.
That boy, you know.
Oh, what a great movie.
If you want to court the lady, you got to be a straight shooter. Do you got it?
Wait, one.
Fun.
Where's the towel?
Towel lad.
He can fucking go after this again.
What a fucking
transport.
Dick. What a dick face.
That's do you want it over there instead?
No, keep it. It's a one, man. It's not going to die right away.
What do you mean?
Fucking board looks great.
It in fact is going to die right away.
Yeah, but it's a two against a one.
Yeah, but then he can retreat to here again.
Fuck him, he's dead.
He'll make a joke out of us again when we miss him.
No, fuck him. And then he's going to get two fucking sea wolves off the fucking shore of Brazil or something.
I know. Oh, that'll be
scary. Yeah.
Card.
I already did the card. Shut up. You got Hitler ignores his fucking cocks. I don't care.
Hang on. I think we're done for this episode.
I'm looking for... Never mind.
I dropped a diamond for it.
There we are. America fucked up royal, but they did take French Indo.
They did take look at this shit
Japanese.
Down here.
Yeah, it's all right. Up. It's not bad.
You guys are planned out
we
just
lost
nice.
Some
just,
air for
yeah,
air.
Our planes yeah. couldn't hit worth the fucking shit, but we're doing all right.
UK. If anything, UK's struggling. Nobody else is struggling right now.
UK's not even struggling. Actually, I think we're doing okay. All right, well, listeners, thank you very much for listening to a two-hour episode of a first round of Classic. How the fuck did we stretch that out for 2 hours?
Stick around.
Dicks.
And
we'll do it again. Chug-a-lug-a-poke-toke, eat, sleep, repeat.
So, see you down, you bitches.
So long.